I closed my eyes hoping we'd all do it at once, but we didn't. So that was the first time. Cool. I'm glad to hear our periods aren't synced.
Hey guys.
Sorry, came on you.
Hey guys.
Donut here.
Hi. Batty
Streams.
Hi everyone, Batty Operator here.
Streams.
Fappy Operator.
Yeah, okay. What was it? It was Fappy
Streams.
Fappy Streams.
Eli Double Nut.
Bonut Operator.
Boner Operator.
Yeah, I like Boner. Fappy Streams, Eli Double Nut, and Boner Operator. There we go.
That's definitely a gay porno somewhere.
Our porn is going to be so
Speaking
good.
Of gay porn, oh. Brewed in Texas.
Ranch water. I heard there's only steers and queers in Texas. Ranch water. For when you're drinking with the boys.
Ranch water.
Broke back water.
Broke back.
Oh, no.
Carbock. Thank you.
It's weird.
Carbock, more like comeback.
It's weird that our podcast isn't doing better, huh?
Really taking off with these frontal ads. We should move these to the rear. Man, we have a list of things to talk about, which a majority of we're not going to talk about.
No.
We'll get to like one or two. There's a couple smaller things on here, though, and we're usually...
Yeah. We can run through. Yeah.
We can just... Lightning round, go!
Douchey baddie stuff. That's the first thing on the list.
Douchey baddie stuff.
Douchey baddie matching tattoo. Oh,
fucking cool.
Baddie first time sleeping with man. Baddie streams. There's some good topics right now. Mm-hmm. Which one do you want to start with?
So the other day on stream, so I work with G Fuel on my stream, right? And I had somebody in my stream, another streamer named Genicles, and she loves G Fuel shit.
Genicles.
Oh, okay. I literally... You said genitals.
It's genicles.
It's a cool name.
It sounds like genitals. Yeah, I'm aware.
She did a phenomenal job.
She sounds like cock and balls and vaginas. Go. She loves G Fuel, and G Fuel stopped making this one flavor. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, that's crazy. I work with G Fuel. And I immediately started, I opened a DM with her. I was like, hey. And I opened a DM with my G Fuel. I'm like, can you get me this flavor? It's called like Nemesis Tea. And he's like, yeah, I'll send you out a 12 pack case tomorrow. She hasn't been able to get it forever. I'm like, perfect. I'm going to blow it up in front of her. Thanks. And that's, like, I'm just going to get this flavor that nobody can get. And just send a DM and me just like shooting it with a 50. And I'm just
my God.
Perfect.
Dude, there was that all.
Douchey baddie stuff. Like that's.
That's the perfect thing douchey. On the list. Yeah.
Fuck you, Jen.
That's like if they had. Okay, so I don't even remember who makes this energy drink at this point in my life. Mm-hmm. But it was my go-to. You know how I have my Zions's?
Yeah.
Cherry lime. Shout out to Black Rifle. You need a.
Shout out. What, where are they?
I don't know. What do you mean? Stop. It's the
best. We just watched the two brain cells Eli's have that normally connect. Just whip. Hard turn.
Normally connect.
Yeeted.
I mean, they connect every now and then. There's still only two of the motherfuckers. But.
I'm going to just shout out Black Rifle ever after everything we talk about. Yo, love Final Fantasy 14. Speaking of which.
Speaking of Final Fantasy 14.
Black Rifle Coffee. Huge shout out to them for that product. No.
Fucking ranch water. Shout out to Black Rifle Coffee. When's Black Rifle making alcoholic drinks?
Yeah, there's Lead Slingers for that.
No, that's true.
Oh.
Yeah.
Mm. But when are they going to make a good alcoholic drink?
Hey, their whiskey's deep. I do like their main one. Matt, that's Batty.
Oh, God.
But you can fight him again if you want. We know how that last fight went.
Hey, man, I took it like a champ.
Speaking of the third topic.
Oh, this is going to be a fiery episode. I'm good. I'm loving it.
Daddy drinks broke back water.
But there was one energy drink that I forget the fucking company. But it was like my pinnacle. It was my science of the time.
Was it Guru?
No.
Have you ever had a Guru?
Uh-uh.
It's another like healthy energy drink. We my old company used to sell them a lot. Like when I worked for a dealer, like the fancy IT, we're pretending to be Google. We had a cafe and they only sold healthy shit. And they sold Guru. And I used to like, I brought stock up in Guru because I drank so much of that shit.
Like this is my go. And this is every time I'd go, I'd get it. This is in like LA, Texas, like way back in the day. And then they stopped, and it was a big company. I just forget which one made it. You good?
Yeah.
Okay. And then I started seeing it less and less. I was like, well, that's weird. This is like the best energy drink ever. Why would they not have more of it? And now it's completely gone. And I've not seen one in like
big sad
3 or 4 years. It's the most heartbreaking thing for me.
It's like Pepsi Blue. You ever have Pepsi Blue?
Oh, shit. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
How long ago was that?
That's a throwback.
That was 2001, 2000.
God, imagine how much one of those cans would sell for.
I should get one.
It'd probably burn through your stomach lining if you tried to drink it right now.
It's bad. What normal Pepsi does.
Huh, you're not wrong. Yeah. Not wrong. Yeah.
There's probably dog shit on that you just stuck in your ranch water. Because I was throwing it at the...
I love you told him after he took a drink.
I didn't think about it until I looked at it and was like, oh,
you
yeah.
just audible, this is what they're going to hear. There's probably dog shit on that.
Because I have my throwing knife board out back and I was trying to... hit it with that one day.
Do you have a knife on you?
No.
Do you have a knife on you?
But no, why?
Because I want to cut the top off of it and just drink out of the can.
I'm sure
it's
the
fine.
Poop's
it's not
already...
dog shit. Yeah, it's been sitting there for a while. The poop's gone.
Yeah. That's
I mean, I put worse shit in my body.
Yeah, you've eaten ass before, right?
Okay. Speaking of which, your girlfriend.
Damn! Judy chopped to the throat.
This is just going to be one of those episodes. This is why we don't drink before the episode.
We drink before every episode.
I know, but
before
to the degree.
Have we ever done a sober podcast?
No.
Yeah.
I mean, we don't get sloshed, but yeah, well, we do get a little, buzzy.
They made some good drinks at that Mexican
restaurant. Dude, those mojitos at Aldeco.
Aldeco. Yeah. And then mojitos. You can see all of San Antonio from their back patio.
Oh, I know. That beautiful patio's view. Beautiful. So when you're drunk, you can be like, king of the castle.
And the food's good, too. It's fantastic. Good. Okay, douchey baddie stuff. Moving into one of my favorite stories, which we got to tell on stream.
We told it on stream. Were you there? Or was me, you, and Kings? Yeah, it was Kings was a part of it. Remember him? Remember our friend Kings? Me neither. So... Do you want to introduce?
I guessed King's story though.
Oh yeah, it was super easy.
Yeah, I was like, wait, sending a picture in the thing.
Yeah,
and then,
yeah.
It's like, okay, we got it. But Batty's story, if you don't know, Batty is a man of many tattoos.
One or two.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, most of them don't make any sense. Most of them aren't good.
Neither of yours. Okay, that one's really good.
And this cover up's going amazing.
Yeah, but the rest are not.
So my entire arm. Only half of my tattoos aren't good. Only half a bicep isn't good.
I was just trying to get Eli self-conscious a little bit so he'd start defending all of his tattoos.
I don't have to. I only have to. And this is trash. That's why they're covering it.
Okay, none of
Batty. Okay, we're going back. Batty has a heart on his arm. It says. Mm-hmm.
It's like a little candy heart. Like when you go around Valentine's Day, you can get those little hearts that say like, hug me, kiss, I love you.
Suck my cock.
Those are my favorite. Eat me.
Second grade.
Which is an actual one, by the way. That's what I'm getting soon. But I got one that says, not you, inside the heart. It's like a little pink heart on my arm. And it's the shape of these little 3D, those little candies. And I got it because I thought it was cheeky and fucking funny. And I have plans on getting 2 other ones around it. How do I even start this fucking story?
Okay, rewind. So Batty was single.
Yeah, Batty was single. Back in like November and when I first moved here in December, I was playing the old Tinders. And I had went on a couple dates. Literally a couple dates with this
if
one chick.
Tinder was bowling pins, Batty was a bowling ball.
Yeah, no, that's
he
pretty
was
fair.
Smashing bitches.
I was fucking... I wore condoms. And I went on a couple dates with this one chick. And things just didn't click 100%, whatever. She brought her like 5-year-old kid or some shit to a date, and that got weird. Like, I'm sorry, everyone jokes go out, call me Batty Daddy. I don't want to be Batty Daddy after 2 fucking dates. Yeah. And I didn't ghost her, but like I semi-ghosted her. Like, I got really sick for all of January. I just shut off my life for fucking the end of December, January, and halfway through February.
Yeah, you were fucked up.
Super sick. So I was like, nah, I don't want to see you or anybody anymore unless it's somebody else.
You have poltergeisted her. Congrats.
I did. I was like, I just didn't make the effort to try to make time for her. I didn't just block her and ignore her, though. Either way.
American Horror Story. It's a ghost that's just like, Boo.
I think it was
leaves for a little bit, comes back. Boo. It knocks over a table.
Fuck.
That's Batty's ghosting. Go on.
And then it gets a tattoo.
I'm gonna need another beer for this fucking story. So either way, like, I think it was early, it was mid-February, just after my birthday, I was looking at silly tattoo ideas, and some I saw a picture of a tattoo of, like, the little candy heart, and it said the typical shit, like, eat me, I love you, whatever, and I was like, oh my god. And I got one that said, not you. Mm-hmm. Like, a little heart, and in the heart says, not you, because I'm funny and cheeky, and I'm a dumb cunt. Well, fast forward fucking to a week and a half ago.
Yeah.
I had forgot I still was following her Instagram, and I'm just blasting through Instagram stories. And all of a sudden, I see a fucking story of hers, and it's the same tattoo.
Exact same.
Literally, same, with the same wording.
Not you, the same color, the little three. I was like, oh. So, of course, I did the reasonable adult thing, and I took a screenshot of it and immediately sent it to Eli and Cody. Before I had a meltdown, being like, what the fuck? Like, whatever. Maybe she just liked the idea. Cool. It's a funny tattoo. But goddamn, I just did that 3 months prior or some shit.
I don't know how you can say that's a funny tattoo and be like, you know that guy that ghosted me? Semi-ghosted me.
Months ago.
He has the same tattoo. I should get this.
Like, I should full send. I should probably do this. Jeebus.
So...
The level of disappointment in Batty that
dude day. I was so upset. Like, I've never had a tattoo ruined. Like, I have dumb tattoos all over me, and I love them, but I'm looking at this thing now like, it was supposed to be a funny, silly, dumb tattoo, and now it's just like,
here we go again.
I hate it so much. So, well, there we are. That's where I'm at. There's my dumb tattoo story.
Thankfully, they're only permanent.
Fuck!
Guys, in the comments below, let us know your dumbest or weirdest tattoo incidents. We would to discuss that in the next episode.
Also, if you want to go get a heart tattoo with not you.
I posted on Twitter like an hour ago. I was like, hey, who wants to get matching tattoos?
Oh, this is perfect. See,
there you go.
We on to something.
Guys, if you want to get a little pink heart that says not you on it, I need you to do that ASAP and then post it on Instagram and Twitter and tag me in it so I can feel better about this. Help me
feel better about
it. I'll go do it for you.
You going to do it?
I'll do it. All
right. I'm not. Definitely not.
Eli, you have a fist in the monster logo on your leg. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, see, that's you. I got you, bro. Okay, now.
What else is on the dumb list of dumb today?
Well, I think the hot tub stream thing is really.
Ooh, okay. So recently there has been a trend of dumb. Other people streaming in hot tubs, whether they are men or women, a lot of women doing it, in bikinis on Twitch, sitting in hot tubs. And when I say hot tubs, I mean a little tiny inflatable pool in their fucking living rooms so they can get around Twitch's TOS guidelines and wear a bathing suit on Twitch.
Yeah, because normally you can't just sit in front of your computer and wear a skimpy bikini. Yes. But given the context of a hot tub or a body of water, you can wear
in your living room.
In your living room.
Then it's okay.
It's super.
It's 100% okay. Fine.
I'm going to go buy a fucking bikini and I'm going to wear that. And I'm going to sit in a small inflatable pool and just jerk off. Like, what the fuck, man?
I will. Okay. I never knock. It's like, make your money. Do your thing.
But
own it. Fuck. Be like, don't be like defending yourself with that mindset. Like, just be like, oh yeah, I do. Because if I was doing that, I'd fucking own it. I'd be like, fuck yeah, I do this because it's fucking easy money. Bunch of dudes fucking watch me, and this is how I'm gonna do this and advertise.
A $5 to Twitch is a lot easier than a $5 to Pornhub. That's all I'm gonna say on the credit card statements.
You don't know how fucking hard I work for this, honey. Unflate that. Okay, this I've been struggling, and now I find my calling. The amount of work.
Eli
and sacrifice
right now.
I have made. Yep. And you're don't defend it. Just own it, and it's okay. Don't say you're talented, though. For the love of God, do not own that. This is talent and work and sacrifice. That's not it.
Yeah.
You hot.
It's weird.
And then people were complaining about it, and Twitch came out and made an official statement, and they were like, it's not against our rules to be sexy. And like that was in their
statement. I was so happy. They straight up said, we're not going to punish people for being found sexy. I was like, I can be sexy on Twitch now. Like, what the fuck, man? I understand Twitch isn't just a gaming platform anymore. And I know there's just an insane amount, a plethora of different types of content. But if you're just sitting in a fucking little fake blow up tub, like, fuck it, you know, an actual hot tub. Cool. You're doing that. Own it. But if you're sitting in a little inflatable fucking pool in your living room, writing people's names on your fucking ass cheeks, like, I don't get it. Like, it's.
Guys, sorry, we're just some incels that just.
I know. I'm clearly
just
an
mad.
Incel. I'm not sitting here being like, I understand. Like, I'm not mad that they're taking my subs or my followers. Like, it's a different type of content. It doesn't infringe or affect me in any way, form. It's just.
God, would I do that though for those paychecks?
Dear fuck, yeah, absolutely, I would.
Definitely would.
But as big as my tits are, they are not that big.
I would have that as my dono go. I'd be like, 20 grand to see how big we go, boys. What's the limit?
I would be
an anime girl, full through, and I'd let the boys pick how modified I am. It would be a build your own
character.
No, it'd build a character at the beginning of an RPG. That would be me on Twitch.
Build a bitch workshop.
The top donation and
it's a slider bar of how big my tits are, and then ass.
Just like a.
Oh man, jeez,
that would have so much fun.
Oh man,
there you go. Twitch made it. So moral of the story: Twitch made a new category because normally when you're doing silly hot tub streams. Or spas and pools or whatever the fuck they called it, you would be in the just chatting section of Twitch, which is where people go to just bullshit online or do things that don't fall under gaming categories. So they made a new category called hot tubs, pools, and spas or something like that. Or hot tubs, pools, and beaches. I don't.
So check us out in a couple of weeks where we will be.
We are absolutely going to do that.
Yeah, the hot tub's actually getting fixed here at my house tomorrow. So we're going to be doing a hot tub stream here soon.
God. Yeah. Give me like a week and a half, 2 weeks. So I have like some abs.
Give me like two months.
I'm ready tomorrow.
I mean, I'm going to wear a fucking Speedo, cock and balls, ginger fur hanging out the sides. Let's go.
I just picture your beard, but in your crotch. And I hate
it's
it.
5 inches long, too.
I hate it so much.
You guys want to see my beard? No, my other beard.
This is weird.
You guys think my beard is big? What do you see my balls beard?
Oh, I hate it so much. God damn it.
Speaking of hot tubs, let's talk about the X's.
Oh,
X-Men First Class is probably one of the best.
X-Men. Dude, that's what I'm saying. Like, X-Men First Class. I don't. There is like X-Men First Class, but the OG trilogy really good. But Logan which is not one of the X's. Mm-hmm. Technically, it's not one of the X's, but it's still like one of the best in the franchise because they were like hard R with it.
Yeah. Because it was hard R. He was cutting people's heads off and shit the entire movie. And then you have the little girl. His I don't want to ruin it. The little girl's cutting people's heads off too. Like the very first scene with her, she cuts a guy's head off and then takes his head out and throws it at other mercenaries. Huh. Oh, that's how this movie is going to be.
Now talking about X's that suck, Xenomorphs.
I mean, we can't say that. Aliens was one of the greatest movies of our generation.
Suck.
Which one?
Fighting one would suck.
Okay. Fighting a xenomorph. Yeah, that would absolutely suck. I thought we were talking about like just xenomorphs as a whole. Like, they're one of the coolest little fucking critters. You know, that James Cameron?
James Cameron. Well, the original one was... Ha! The dude that did Black Hawk Down.
Explosion Man. Right?
No, Michael Bay.
No, not Michael Bay. It was Scott something Scott.
Ridley Scott. Scott Free, because that's the bird. Yep.
Ridley Scott did the original Alien.
Really?
Yeah, so Alien
was
done by...
James Cameron.
The second one was done by James
Cameron. Gotcha, okay.
So he took... Ridley Scott did the original one, which was like a horror movie. And then James Cameron was like, I'm adapting this to a horror action. And that's why it's like, it's completely different than the first one. But both phenomenal stories and really good. But fighting that X would suck. Xenomorph's just the worst.
They're not great.
Did you guys like Prometheus?
I loved Prometheus.
I thought it was really cool. A lot of people didn't like it, though.
I also...
You never saw it? Or you don't like it?
I don't like it.
You don't Why don't like you it?
What was the other one? Prometheus? And then there was... shows the origin of the aliens?
Well, that was Prometheus.
Yeah, Prometheus was the origin to aliens, but then there was a second one, which was like a sequel-ish.
Prometheus, and then there was...
There was another in like the aliens anthology.
Bob. That's what it was, Bob.
Bob.
Prometheus and Bob.
Prometheus was like that fucking, like...
I liked Prometheus. Okay, the big...
Like the ship rolling in a straight line. She's like, oh my
God. She ran in a straight line! Okay, if like, something's falling, it's a long singular tube-like object, cylinder, whatever, and it's falling straight down. Left or right are your friends. If you run straight, you're a fucking idiot and you deserve to be crushed.
What was the other one? There was Prometheus and there was another one.
What was the second one?
It was a follow-up to it.
My brain doesn't
you
work.
You had the phone.
It's not working. Oh, yeah, dude.
Prometheus, blank, alien, aliens, aliens 3, which was terrible.
Which one was the one where they had like the white xenomorph that got sucked out the little tiny hole in the
space?
Was
that
3?
No, that was Alien Resurrection.
Resurrection 1.
Yeah,
like,
with
4th
because they
ones.
Had the Ripley was the mom.
The mother of it, yeah. Yeah.
Yes. That was like 4.
4-ish?
Four.
Yeah.
Because 3 was the terrible one.
I just remember there being a little hole in the space and it
yeah,
like, it got sucked out that bitch.
Yeah,
and
his
like,
little skull was like, and then
gone.
Was it Alien Resurrection?
No. Maybe? I don't think it was called
Prometheus.
Aliens.
Type Prometheus 2.
Aliens movie anthology.
Or Prometheus 2.
I hate
Covenant.
That.
It was Aliens Covenant.
Oh, yeah, Aliens
there it
Covenant.
Is.
There.
Yeah. Roger.
There was that one. That was like the more badass. That's like the Xenomorphs coming into frame. And you're like, oh, this is gangster. Aliens. Dude, Prometheus, like... I will give it. Prometheus had the best marketing campaign out of...
I didn't know it was an Aliens movie.
Exactly, because they had like Waylon talking. He's like, who chased the fire or the sun, the Greek god that was Prometheus. I'm a fucking idiot. Prometheus was the god.
Again,
Jesus.
We're talking about Eli's two little
yeah.
brain. That right there, they're like,
what was Prometheus that god in Prometheus? I can't fucking name. That's but Waylon talking about that on that stage, and then they also had the Hal, the alien talk or the. HAL Robot AI
the original
talking.
Guy.
Yeah, if you have you watched those dude, bro, no. They are the best pieces of marketing for a movie I've ever watched.
The
really
only
cool.
time I think I've seen a movie with better marketing was the original Cloverfield.
Oh.
The like all the little mind game like little mini games and websites and trailers and teasers that came up to the original Cloverfield like the monster, like all the shit that involved like the deep sea mining company that found the monster and trying to piece together like the marketing for the original Cloverfield movie was fucking insane.
I love when companies do that shit.
Yeah.
It's like Blair
Viral
Witch.
Viral marketing. Yeah, yeah.
Blair Witch was like, yo, these people died.
Yeah.
For real, they died.
They spent like $10,000 on that movie and ended up making hundreds of millions.
That's when you're like, so I mean, that's what happened with the
Paranormal Activity, the first one.
$30,000 to make that. And they made $600 million on the first one, not the sequels.
Okay, well, let's not talk about the sequels.
But the sequels still, they like... Homeboys made cash.
They still crushed it, yeah, with the sequels.
They just set up a bunch of shitty fucking IP cams around the corner of the house, put them in night mode, and we're like, well, do your part now, actors, because we're not actually filming anything.
Yeah, I'm an artist. I would never. That's a lot of zeros. Okay, whatever the fuck you guys want.
It's just like streaming a hot tub.
Yep. This. Is, yeah.
See how we compare it to streaming a hot tub. Low effort, high payout.
But we would all do it.
Yeah, sell out so fast.
I mean, in a heartbeat. I've already said it. Like, I'm going to cannonball my ass into this motherfucker's lap when the hot tub's going. I don't give a shit.
It's like adding those zeros. It's like, how many times do they have to add one in order for you?
Everyone's
to be okay
got a number.
Up? Everyone. Everyone.
Mine's much lower than most.
Speaking of which.
Oh, no.
The app that turned your friends into females.
Oh, I was just thinking that. How many shots? So we came across an Instagram post or a TikTok post, and this guy's like... He's showing pictures of his friends, and he's like, how many shots would it take to sleep with my friends if they were females? And so there's that face
it's
app.
Like a it's called FaceApp. It'll basically turn you. If you're a dude, it'll turn you into a chick. If you're a chick, it'll turn you into a dude using your face structure, your bone, your hair, whatever. And it will make you pretty and or very fucking ugly. So we're going to play this little game called How Many Shots Would It Take You to Sleep With Your Bros If They Were Chicks? I don't know. Right. So if you're listening to this... I will do my best to describe how fucking awful and or beautiful my friends are. I want to throw up.
All right. We didn't have a good picture of you without a beard.
Yeah, so we grabbed an old picture of me because the, these.
Let's test it with the beard though.
Did you send me the old picture?
Yeah, yeah, it's okay. In our text group. Yeah, so they usually right. These apps, like I've tried the Remove Your Beard app, dude. It adds like 7 inches to my neck.
I have a it's double like, chin.
Dude, it's not even a double chin. It's like a little. Then my neck just grows a beard. It's like a neck colored beard.
It's disgusting.
My beard is too big to do any of those the apps. It just doesn't know how to function with.
So you want to do Batty without a beard first?
Oh, no. Yeah. No, let's not start with me.
Let's start with Batty.
Okay, so if you're listening to this, you're going to want to go over to YouTube and look up the Unsubscribed Podcast and check out episode 17, which is going to be a disaster. Oh, my God.
God, I will say Batty had a jawline.
I have a hell of a jawline. I really do. No, I still do. It's there. I had it before I had my beard, and I've done nothing but lose weight. So, like...
Okay, guys, if Batty worked out, homeboy...
Just tell me I'd be sexy. It's yeah. Okay. You can say it.
Two drinks.
It hasn't turned me into a woman yet. I just need to make that very clear.
Very clear. It's still a dude.
We might have to cut some of this up because this is...
Wait, how long? Is this processing the
whole... Oh, my God. It's processing it's the processing. Fuck out of this.
This is a low-res photo, and it's just it's struggling. We'll just keep talking right now. Okay. Batty's jawline, super strong. He's like a... Like Ed Sheeran that worked out.
Mm-hmm. Ed Sheeran? He's got a square face. I don't have a square face at all.
He does have a square face. He's oh, got, there Ed we Sheeran's go. Got, what the fuck? It just put hair on.
Look at my lips. I look like my sister.
You look like a dude that skateboards.
Yeah. You look like Jay.
It and added
Bob.
Like dips into my cheeks, pursed my lips a little bit.
I'm not. Oh man, that's a lot. That is some drinks to go.
I'm sorry, Patty. That's my sister. My sister's name is Patty. And
Patty, this doesn't relate to you.
It looks just like
I
you.
Your sister's redhead out. Named Patty.
No, she's not a redhead.
Okay, I was gonna say like your family's fucking assholes.
Oh, that's rough. I mean, I understand if you gotta say blackout drunk because that's just me with.
I'm gonna be on like, that verge. Of blackout. Ooh, and I'm definitely
you might remember me the next morning is what you're saying.
Well, my pee-pee's not working this entire time. I've definitely passed the point of my penis is functioning.
I look like I'd fuck you.
Right. I would. Oh yes. No. Why not?
Female two's
a
not
little, that's a little
not,
better.
That's not awful.
That's a little better.
That's a little better. Like, I'd fuck me.
I'd fuck this girl
hard.
I'd fuck me.
God though, Batty. Oh man,
that one's a little better.
Yeah, but she's gonna bitch about stuff.
Oh yeah, she's definitely
she's
bitchy.
Very angry about everything.
You ordering me, Jameson?
Make sure you take make sure you take screenshots of both of those so we can put them up on the, yeah. the YouTube video. Huh? Oh God. Dude.
You know who's the fucking?
I look like I snowboarded in the Olympics, but I'm still kind of a.
Who was
chick.
The UFC fighter girl?
Oh my God,
Ronda Rousey.
Ronda Rousey.
Oh shit, that does kind of like Ronda Rousey.
It's the strong jawline.
Yeah, like female bat is gonna tap you out at the bar, and when she's
like, "What do you mean you're already blacked out? More shots." Here is Batty with a beard. So that last photo was from 2000.
Oh my God. Holy shit. So Batty is majoring in gender studies.
Yeah, you guys remember that movie Brave from Disney?
I look like Brave from Disney.
I'm Merida, but like I'm majoring in women's fucking studies or some shit.
Gender studies. It's gender studies.
God damn it.
Oh my God, we got a screenshot.
Let me see it again. It's so good.
Merida goes to college.
Okay, but how many shots? How many shots?
I would sleep with other Batty before I slept with this Batty.
I think I would sleep with second Batty before.
Okay, but you have to. How many shots?
I'd have to be close to blackout for that. And then again, like you said, my PP probably wouldn't work.
No, she'd make it work.
God, you know she has.
I mean, she wouldn't make it. She wouldn't care.
She has a.
She'd fuck herself.
Pee-poo-poo.
It looks like. I hate myself.
Just like she gives a bomb head.
You know she works for it. It's a rare thing. So she's really...
That's one of the girls my dad used to tell me practice on.
Practice on this one.
Oh, no.
That one's a little better.
That one, it adds the hair on the left side.
Yeah, okay, that added a little hair. Okay, screenshot that. We need all of these. So here's Batty with a beard 2. Yo, she's definitely not a baddie.
I would definitely sleep with that one over the first one.
I think so.
Holy fuck. My face hurts.
Oh, my God.
Okay, who's next on the list? Okay, moving on. Are we going to do donut next? Can we do donut? I want to do donut next.
Oh, man.
This is fucking
awful. Did you screenshot that one?
Yeah, I got it.
I'm going to make a video about this. Put on
you
Instagram.
Have to.
Oh, oh my that God, one caught me so off guard. I was not expecting that. I was like, bah! Ha!
Oh, God. I don't like the picture you took of me, but we're going to go with it.
You look beautiful.
No, I don't.
You look so beautiful. Stop it.
Just watch, though.
I'm so ready. God give you. I want you to have like a bob haircut.
It's just turned like into Karen. Oh.
I mean, I just feel like you deserve to be called a Karen after how many Karen fucking bingos you've done. Right.
Oh, God. No.
Is that your sister?
No. My sister is way prettier than that.
Yeah. Christ.
All right, Eli, how many shots? I haven't seen it really. I caught a glimpse.
It's like a shitty Lady Dimitri, like a Walmart version of Lady Dimitri.
You got big cheeks.
Why did
let's go
let me go second.
Let's go second.
We need to pick like
okay, but
one
Eli, you need
two.
A number. You need a number for donut one. How many shots?
Oh, see, donut.
That one's a little
two.
Better.
Makeup donut. Like this is what you wake up to. That's what you're taking home to the bar, though. It's like
how many shots?
Whoa! God damn it. What? Let me see.
Like legitimately, how many shots?
I know. I'm doing the math. I'm doing the math.
Drinking math.
Okay. That's what am I at right now? One, ass. Two. I'm at 3 drinks right now, and I want to sleep with her.
I mean, well,
so
that's not
mathematically
counting.
Mathematically speaking.
Oh man.
So what? I've been drinking a lot today, and you don't look that bad, donut.
I'm gonna need a cut. I mean, like, yep. We're talking like. Maybe it depends on the person. Does it have your personality?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
Oh, like 8 drinks. I'm definitely banging.
Yes, that's what I want to hear.
This is a. That was
okay.
Not too
okay.
Bad.
You have beautiful eyes. Thank I just need to point that out. It's you have wonderful eyebrows and eyes. You definitely get them worked. The lips. Oof, girl, you suck a mean dick.
Yeah. Dude.
I mean, I'm with Eli. If she's got your personality, 6-7 shots.
Yeah, I'm gonna be like Buzz walking up, and she'd be like, "Yeah, I fucking love Pokemon and anime." I'm like, you know,
it's like
let's
shit.
Go one more.
I've been in a drought recently. Yeah. Let's see where the night takes us.
The other bitch right. Was talking about gender studies, so I'm over that one.
Yeah, God, fuck Christ.
I'm just kind of curious. I want to try one more from a different angle.
Oh, we got another one? Oh, the bandana? I'm curious to be...
Oh, wait! Number 2.
Exactly like John's mom.
Screenshot that. And we're going to need that one.
All right, come on. Number 2.
Okay, this is like 3 or 4.
Okay.
3 or 4.
Like, that'd be a mistake
God,
I'm willing to make.
Those piercing eyes?
It's the piercing eye, yeah. I'm
because it's like that
eyes.
And then you're waking up to that. You're like, oh, the makeup came
number
off.
Number 2 has been better than number 1 this entire time.
Because it's the makeup.
Oh.
Oh, it adds makeup. See, that's crazy that women are prettier with makeup on. And I'm kidding. I'm sorry.
I didn't say that. That was baddie.
I'm a piece of shit. It's
but like that one, yeah, that's like 4.
That is a mistake I'm willing to make. Absolutely.
That looks just like John's biological mom.
You
does
fuck
it?
Yourself?
Yeah, basically.
Oh my God.
It's a dream.
Wait, we got that one. We
screenshot
that
the
one.
Fuck out of that.
And we'll screenshot.
Who you want to do next? You want to do Maddie B?
Let's do
We got to do Eli. We got to do the trio first.
Let's see what picture we're
Eli's going to look beautiful. Right. It's
Eli,
not even
Eli
fair. I already know
Eli.
It.
We'll see.
There we go. Right there.
That's a pretty shit. Oh, wait. We did take bad pictures of that lighting.
We'll go back and get a. I got another picture of Eli, but let's try it.
Let's see what we got here with Eli.
Unmakeup to Eli. Here we go.
How much hair is he to give you?
I don't know with his glasses.
At least, so this is also a thing to remember. Eli's already short, so like he's already the perfect size to be a woman.
4'1".
Hey, you don't actually don't look bad at all.
What?
This is bullshit.
And that's the unmakeup twist.
Yeah. Oh, screw you.
Are you fucking kidding me?
I don't think I would have to. I would take like two shots to get the blood flowing.
I'd drink a beer and I'd be like,
"You're hot."
Oh my gosh, she's hot.
Damn.
What the fuck?
I know. I'd sip on a beer for that. Jesus, Eli.
Eli, would you fuck yourself?
Yeah.
Oh, damn. Guys, Eli's hot. Okay.
That's a, when Eli finally transitions.
Mine is the traps.
Yeah, mine is the X in the traps.
You just go to the gym. It's fine. She's fucking a skier. She's good, you know? I'm mad. Damn, I'm so mad. Why did they give you the... You have a beautiful jawline.
You do. The perfect woman's chin in that, too. So we were saying that clean is going to be the hottest out of all of us. Because
yeah, we thought...
I don't know. It's going to come down between, I think... Clean and Eli.
I'm so mad right now.
I want to see. Oh, we got it. Okay, that's
like this isn't fair. I didn't stand a chance. I have a massive beard. This is bullshit.
Okay, let's get one more. We'll get Eli without a. Another one of you. Yeah, just one more.
Okay.
That. Oh, you had that one.
I had I'm mad.
Yeah, I got that one just because that was a good front picture of you.
Yeah, I love a good full frontal.
Yeah, that one. You want to try that one?
Yeah,
let's try that. Let's see what we got. Again, if you're listening to this right now, you're going to want to make your way over to YouTube to find this.
Oh, yeah. This is.
It's still hot. Not as good as the other
one. It's like aged.
Yeah, you're a little bit aged in that one.
You're an older Eli.
Still pretty good looking, man. Good job. Good job being a chick.
I was trying. Man, dude, see? My hot tub streams would fucking smash.
Yeah.
I'm going to get you a wig for Christmas.
Ours wouldn't.
Maddie's definitely would be like, why do I have two viewers?
No, I'm good. I'd still pull a solid 20. I'm a ginger. We're rare. I don't want to hear it.
Oh, my God.
I could be an ugly ginger and still pull viewers.
Okay. So now we're doing with who? I don't want to go through any of those.
Yeah, we don't want to look through Donut's phone. There's a lot of dick pics in there.
Hold on. Go to gallery. We have
Maddie B. Let's do clean real quick.
No,
clean.
Caleb. Oh, yeah. Okay. So we got Caleb in here. Caleb. Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. Caleb could be. This could go either way. Yeah, guys, this podcast is just. This is where we've.
So we got Caleb Francis.
Oh.
He's a big girl.
Well, right now, Batty would be hit on before.
Suddenly, Batty ain't looking so bad.
We found the grenade in the group.
What's the chick's name from Shrek?
Fiona?
Yo. Shrek?
Shrek. Yeah, he's just a big old girl.
Sorry,
still,
Caleb.
Still kind of pretty, but.
No, he's just, not.
It's a meaty jaw. Right.
There was a lot of power in them jaws. I would have to be blackout drunk. Like, which isn't saying a lot. I blackout a lot.
I am not fucking her.
Eli, you have to.
No, she's good. Yeah, my penis is not.
It's not functioning?
Yeah, I'm black. I'm black. I'm
She's
asleep.
Literally smothering you with your earth eyes.
There's just a flaccid penis in a tub of peanut butter.
A jar of mayonnaise.
Yeah, and a box of cow tongues.
It did not go well for you. Screenshot.
God.
Ugh. Oh.
I'm going to throw up. All right.
Caleb, you definitely have a stinky puss.
Sorry,
you bathe every 3 days, according to that app.
All right. Let's see. We got, you want to do Evan?
Yeah, let's do Evan.
All right, let's do Evan.
Oh, Evan. Oh, he's got to have a serious look. That's a serious. I mean, Evan always.
He could be really
Mr.
angry
Evan
girl.
Evan Hafer.
Oh, my God. Evan wants to see my manager right now.
He's such a fucking Karen.
Oh, my God.
If a look ever had a personality, that is it.
Oh, my God.
He wants to speak to every manager.
He's calling. He is calling the manager.
He's on the phone with your manager right now.
We are posting this online right now. After this podcast, I'm sharing this. We're all going to. We're screaming.
We're tagging like Evan. Evan wants to call your manager right now.
Someone needs to edit just this little bit down.
Oh my God. How many?
I would have to be so fucking yeah, drunk.
It's the
dude.
Same for as Caleb, you know.
Eli, you remember that bowl? You remember that margarita I showed a picture of on my Instagram yeah. the other day where it looked like if I was holding a margarita, it'd be normal, and then I handed it to you, and it's a giant bowl that you could swim in. I would need to be able to swim in a margarita to finish that. Like, so I hate it.
Makeup Evans is a little
no,
bit
she's
better.
Still a cunt. Look at her.
Yeah, 100%. She's
still a very she's, mean bitch.
She's a
still
mean
calling
person.
The manager.
She made somebody cry today.
Some poor service rep teenager cried.
She's the girl that's like, I'm so freaking in bed. And then she does missionary.
Evan.
She lifts one leg up, though.
Yeah. She's like, yeah, I know the fuck.
I'm flexing.
Like, yeah. Yeah, Danny. Yeah.
Stop it.
Get off of me. I'm done.
All right. Put Matt. I need Matt. Give me Matt. Matt is a woman. All so right. We've all seen Matt in wigs with makeup on in shorty shorts. Does it hold up, though?
Mr. That's Matty what, B.
I'm glad this is where unsubscribe is at, right?
I'm gonna use the picture from his book cover.
Oh, yeah. That's the perfect
That's the cut. Yeah. Perfect. All we can right. Photoshop some tits in there instead of a plate carrier. It'd be great.
Oh, man.
Come on, Matty. How many shots, Eli? I need a number right now.
Like five.
Five, six.
He's thick.
Wait. Let's see if the makeup. Wait, what the hell?
He had a pretty face.
The more
full Matt is
hair,
definitely.
No, the full hair definitely fixes a bit.
Oh, yeah. It does.
Matt is still a 5 foot fucking 11 woman, though. Like, he's a big. Not fat, but a tall woman.
Yeah.
That is, I mean, that is an Amazonic. Not,
yeah, like, but that one, that's.
That's. It wouldn't take that many, probably like 5, 6.
Yeah.
She would take me home from the bar.
Yeah, and I could live with it.
Yeah. I mean, I shot four. Eli, like, you live with that for every woman that takes you home from the bar.
Exactly.
They carry you home.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying, like four. But like technically one, because she can carry
like
me out
that
after
much.
One.
I don't like brunettes that much.
What?
I don't know. I'm going to say like 7 or 8 for me. I would sober Matt is hotter than girl Matt. Man what? Matt is hotter than girl Matt.
Sober Matt?
Sober Batty's having an issue right now.
Did you save that one?
Oh, no. Okay. Save that.
Right into
it. Oh, those are. Oh, my God. This is where the podcast is right now.
This
like, hey, guys, welcome to Unsubscribe. We're going to talk about nerdy stuff and fucking our friends.
I mean, we've been beating around the fucking our friends bush for 17 episodes.
I kind of want to see something real quick.
Oh, yeah.
Is it going to make you both
I
want to
see. Yeah, I want to see. Would you guys have a threesome with us?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so we have a photo of. We have a photo of Donut with Matt. And it made. It's like half of each. It's half of each.
It literally was just like.
So we have a photo of Matt and Donut together. And it just peeled off exactly half of Donut's mustache. It like did half of Donut's face and half of Matt's face.
Dude, no, Matt's is full.
No,
but
his hair up
huge
here.
Too.
No,
yeah, but Matt is pit. She does CrossFit.
Yeah, Matt's boyfriend just cut off half his mustache.
I just think Donut is just like
got some shit on my lip right there. Oh, jeez.
I mean, that one's not bad.
It's not good either.
That's like a cute couple. That's like.
That is not
Donut
a cute photo.
I just love Donut.
That's like my girlfriend put makeup on me and shaved half my mustache.
We got a girl screenshot right. Those ones. Those are fucking gold. Holy shit.
I don't like. This episode went in a weird, dark way, and I'm not drunk enough for this.
This might be one of my favorite. I'm going to laugh this hard in a long time.
Clean.
All right,
clean.
We're going right in on clean right now?
Yeah. This is it. This is the last one.
We said you were going to be.
We thought clean was going to be the hottest slut of the group.
I don't know that jawline.
Clean's got some Real Housewives shit going on.
You look like Michael Jackson.
Clean's had some work done.
Yeah. That's the best way to say it. Clean has had work done. Oh, clean's a bitch.
We need a better picture of clean, though. What if we get a better picture of...
Wait.
I mean, I'd still... I would fuck clean as a woman.
Yeah. It's like
that's a 3 or 4 shot.
It's a wish.com Angelina Jolie.
Yeah.
It's got clean's eyes and nose still, and it's really bothering me that I can just see clean with makeup on right now. clean. I'm gonna need you to shave your
get another
beard stuff.
I want
to
see another.
We need a different. We need another picture of clean. Who else can we do?
There was Heather. We had Heather.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, we got to get Heather lined up for sure.
Hold on.
Right. Are we doing Heather's just a female or dude that, and how many shots it would take to sleep with dude Heather?
Both. Dude Heather.
I mean.
Oh, that's Heather as
what
a
is
female.
That? Let me see it. So we have Heather Lynn.
Blackout.
Blackout drunk. I would fuck my friends as men before sleeping with her.
Oh, God. Which one is it? Impressions? Sizes?
Go away.
Which one is it?
Go away.
Where's the button?
Oh.
Make Heather a man.
You want to see? Listen, would we be bros with Heather as a man?
Ooh, yeah. Would we be bros as Heather?
Let's do it.
As with
feminine. Feminine Heather.
What is Heather going to look like as a girl?
Heather, you're apparently perfect. Heather, you're apparently perfect. You bitch. Let's go to Mel, though.
Okay.
Let's make Heather a dude.
Oh, you're a douchebag.
Why does Heather have such big hairy
tits? I don't like the hairy tits.
Why does Heather have big hairy tits?
Heather has big hairy tits.
This is a very visual episode of Unsubscribe Podcast. If you're watching this or listening to this, you're going to need to watch this one.
Yeah. Well,
otherwise,
we have
45
get...
minutes of us laughing and screeching.
I mean, Heather's a good looking dude, but fuck those. Okay, get her now a bikini, Heather, so we can have some hairy tits.
No, I don't want hairy tits.
I really hate that they just add hairy, hairy dude tits to the situation.
Oh, God. All
right. I'm uncomfortable right now. What were we going to talk about today? What happened? How did we get here?
We talked about video games for like 3 seconds.
Guys, how about Sea of Thieves?
Sea of Thieves.
Do you like that one?
Oh, yeah, that's a really good one.
Oh, it's Gingerhead. Wait, what is that?
Not Ginger. She's who is that? Wait. Batty, who is that? She's a reporter. She's a reporter, Batty. She's a cosplaying a reporter. Batty, you piece of shit. You don't know who that is? Donut, who is that?
It's the chick from Ninja Turtles.
April O'Neil.
Yeah. I don't remember April O'Neil.
How old are you?
31.
You didn't do the Ninja Turtles?
I mean, I did a little bit of Ninja Turtles. I was not a Ninja Turtles kid.
Guys, speaking of which, we're also going in the new segment, Finding a New Host.
Oh, no. It just made Heather have big, burly eyebrows.
They didn't put...
I hate it.
Hairy titties this time.
I hope you guys aren't...
I like the... Did we screenshot the last one with the hairy titties? Okay, we'll be posting hairy titty, Heather.
That one's not that great.
Yeah, this one's lame. Is that it? Who else do we got?
I think that was... Everyone, can you think of someone you want me to look up?
I'm trying to think of one last person that would be a good mix.
Brandon Herrera,
chocolate operator.
No, Brandon Herrera.
Brandon.
AK guy.
Already has the hair.
He's got beautiful hair.
He's got a good jawline.
A wonderful complexion.
All right,
this is true. So, am I winning as a female?
Oh, what about
yes, 100%.
Oh yeah, because that looks like.
Oh, yeah.
That's a dirty girl.
That's a dirty gun girl right there.
Yeah.
Eli, you're definitely winning as a chick. Like,
Yeah,
Eli's killing it.
But at the same time, chick Eli didn't look anything like normal Eli. No. Every other girl we've done, I could have been like, that's Cody. That's Batty. That's clean. You
like,
are
I'm
a new
fuck you.
Bitch.
And then afterwards, I'm like, what's up, bitch?
It's like that scene. It's like that scene in the Halloween skit y'all did last time, where you're like, off the face.
No.
Oh.
No.
Oh. Wow, Brandon is really Brandon. Might be in last place.
Why did it make you so pale?
Okay, like Caleb is still in last.
But this is below me.
You are definitely a gun girl trying to make it in the 2A community.
Oh, you're not doing well.
You're sliding in my DMs wanting to collab with your podcast that no one listens to.
She definitely wants to be on Demolition Ranch. Yeah. She will not be on Demolition Ranch. Don't tell Mare.
Oh, my God. It's so good. Oh, God. She's just... Oh.
We gotta do Matt now.
Oh yeah,
we gotta do Carriker.
I think Carriker's gonna look good.
He's gonna look. Ooh, I mean, I thought Brandon was gonna look real good.
What?
masculine and just takes his hair away.
Screenshots all of it. Oh my god. We just did a masculine version, like a boy, like a man version of Brandon. Just took his hair away.
Oh my god. Okay, there we go.
Right, yeah, now, dude.
Demo and then we're good.
Holy shit.
This is just an episode of listening to us laugh.
This is
describe our
screech
friends.
Laughing about fucking our friends. This is great. This is where we went today. Today's episode is going to be called "How Much Do You Love Your Friends?" Literally,
video games. Am I right, guys?
Guns, games, and girls.
I don't know. What do you think about that one?
Wait, let's look at some good.
We need some good demo ranch demo mat pictures. I want to see. Is there any photos of him holding like a puppy, like his vet days?
Those
back when he killed kittens.
Back when he killed kittens. Oh
dude,
my god!
Just when
I have killed so many kittens.
Full-fledged.
The best quote I've ever heard from Matt. I have killed so many kittens.
I've been wanting to get some like mixed tiles, the little.
Oh, I thought you were gonna say kittens.
No, no,
I was
no,
holy
no,
shit!
Killed, where's this going?
The square picture things you can order offline.
Yeah.
And put like pictures of my friends and quotes, and then like put them all over my walls. So Matt's gonna be like, I've killed so many kittens.
Oh no.
Where's Matt looking like?
Matt's always looking good.
He's looking burly.
He's a good looking
dude.
He's
been cutting recently too.
Right? He's got some nice abs.
Imagine going to the gym. Ugh, gross.
Oh, that's too far.
I'm just going to drink all this beer and then work out after the podcast. It's
okay, this, if you zoom in, I think that would be a good one because it's a little bit of spice that tongues
ooh,
out.
Ooh, a little tongue. Yeah. A little tongue action, Matt.
We should start Tinder profiles with our female characters.
And see how many... Contest!
Oh my god, that
that's
is
not fair. Eli will win,
dude. I'm gonna smash
Eli
so
gonna
many dudes.
Yeah, Eli's gonna just roll.
So okay, we're gonna make female Tinder profiles for the chick versions of us.
Betty's gonna have one like.
I'm gonna take a different picture. We have to actually work hard.
Oh, now everyone's like, we're doing a photo shoot.
Let's make it as hot as possible.
We're not even using the app at this point. We're just dressing up like females. Makeup's going on. We start dating guys.
What do you mean you don't love me?
I'm winning, guys.
Play anymore.
Oh, this is gonna be my favorite Whoa. Episode of all time.
Oh, Carricker has fetal alcoholism syndrome.
What happened to his face?
I don't know.
It looks like Matt.
Oh, see,
I'd fuck Matt.
I would.
I'm saying five shots, maybe.
Matt's a slut.
Matt, that girl's definitely.
That Matt is a slut. I'm sorry, Matt. But
she has a decent sized Instagram following in the 2A community.
Small tits, fat ass. Yep.
Did they add boobs?
No, that's just his tits.
Oh.
I mean, it's just traps. She's got some big old traps.
She does CrossFit.
Yep.
I mean, that's like three drinks, four.
Dude, yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's not a lot.
Matt's pretty good looking.
Like, from what I've drank today,
it's 10%.
I'd fuck Matt.
Oh.
You're like, that's why.
That's why I sleep with Matt. Okay, this makes way more sense.
No, Matt's pretty cute.
Don't tell Mayor.
Oh no. Today got dark. I don't like where today went. I feel uncomfortable. I'm jittery. I'm gonna throw up.
No one's gonna be expecting this episode. I wonder what video game they're talking about.
So the last two episodes they've talked about puke and shit. Where are they going today? Yo, you want to fuck your friends? Like, what the fuck, man?
Jesus.
This is why we can't hang out anymore, guys. We got to break up.
I love the idea of a contest that we were just trying to get Tinder dates. We create our Elizabeth.
Oh, we have to have names, don't we?
Yeah.
You would be Elizabeth.
Oh, are you Elizabeth?
Yeah.
Straight out of fucking...
Eli.
Elizabeth.
I'm going to be Corey.
I mean, I got... Kyla, I'm good. Kylie.
Whatever. Kylie? Oh, that's...
Ooh, that's a whore name. Kyla. Nah, it's Kyla.
Kylie's a whore name?
I think so. If your name's Kylie, you're a whore.
It's my baby mama's name.
Jesus. Does she watch our podcast?
I don't think so.
I hope not. I'm not sorry.
Good job, Ben.
This is a gold episode. Oh, this is just like...
This is gonna be a 55-minute episode of our podcast, and it's gonna be 43 minutes of laughing.
Oh my god!
Sorry, you're listening to this.
Cody, what's your chick's name? So obviously Kyla, Elizabeth,
probably Corey.
Ooh!
What would your profile say?
I love dick, bros.
Okay,
super
so no. Okay,
to
now
the point. Here to fuck. Want some whiskey? DTF.
Okay. No. See, if we're gonna do this, do you like control my profile? I control Cody's, and he controls my. Like, you know what I mean? And he has yours, because if we're just trying to like who can get the most likes or matches or whatever the fuck, we're obviously all just gonna put in the chat DTF. I want to suck that dick.
Batty's, you know, still only going to get one like. It's crazy. Seriously, we'll sleep with you no matter what. Please swipe right. It's just begging to fuck.
I don't know why I feel insulted.
Like, you see not-
I'm not still- a woman. Why am I upset about this?
It's just like, ew. And now he's needy on top of that. They really swipe left.
My feelings are hurt. So are Kyla's.
I don't even know how to do this.
Yes, we have to do each other's profiles, but who's going to do whose?
Oh, I mean, just fucking counterclockwise. I'll do you. Eli can do me. I don't want Eli.
I want to do Eli. I'm doing Eli.
No.
Eli, you do Batty.
Oh, no.
Batty, how am I going to? I don't even know what to say to win with his. It's like playing the game in fucking hard mode. I'm starting life in extreme mode. This isn't fair.
But I think you're the best at flirting. So you have to have a handicap, which is bad.
Try so hard. Oh, fuck me, dude. This is, I mean, we can end it on this. And do we do this? Is this a game we play?
I guess we'll report back in next time.
Leave a comment below if you want us to.
Oh, dude. This is going to be fun. This is a good challenge.
Oh, this is the best challenge. Holy shit. Well, this is now my favorite episode of all time, I think. Donut closes up.
Guys, thank you for tuning in to the Unsubscribe Podcast, where we talk about poop, shit, and fucking your friends. It's very great to have you here for this video game podcast that we do. We have Batty over here, wonderful streamer. Eli Double Tap, wonderful streamer also. And I'm Donut Operator. Please have a fantastic day.
We love you.
We love you.